Meanwhile, back in Inverness.
Wham bam. Have you seen Jack?
No, not this morning.
Is that curry you're cooking?
That's right.
So we're having Indian food tonight.
We'll see.
How many people do you have to cook for?
How many? Around here, you never know.
Okay, look. The Rakshasas are shapeshifters, and they're incredibly devious. They can look like a mossy rock or a fat frog or an albino crow, for all I know. Or even look like me.
So, you're wondering how I know what's real Rakshasasin and what isn't.
Right.
You forget, I have no pupils in my eyes. I can see thought forms.
Ah. So if they shapeshift, you can see them.
I can see their thoughts.
But still, they'll see that you aren't one of them.
I think they'll be too distracted.
Distracted by what? Oh, chasing me through the forest? Is that why you called me here?
I didn't call you.
Oh, right.
Listen. There's a big celebration. It's the king's 300th birthday or something.
So they'll be whooping it up?
Yeah.
Then what's my role in this?
You'll be waiting on a getaway raft.
Oh, of course. And all this just for a bone?
It's not just any bone, Jacko.
Yeah, I know. It's the last bone.
Good morning, Mr. Mojo.
Morning, Madam Trunknose.
And how was Madama Maltopazzo?
I think she quit around 5 a.m. I haven't heard her this morning.
No? Well, with luck, we won't. Knock on wood.
I wouldn't knock on that wall if I were you.
Oh, no. We don't want to arouse her before midnight, do we?
Have you seen Jack today?
No. Why?
I don't know. I got a feeling he's up to something.
Last night, I heard the sirens call.
What siren?
That strange, haunting 1950s music that's been attempting to lure Jack back into the fourth tower.
He said he wasn't going back in there.
I knew he could never resist the alluring call of Angel Baby.
You think that's where he went?
Oh, yes. I have been looking at the cards. See? Look. The Fool.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yes. The Fool has stepped off the cliff one more time.
I think he's going to need those butterfly wings.
Meanwhile, back in the strange realm within that very tower they speak of, Jack and little Frida stand on the steps of the abandoned palace as the old ferryman appears out of the marshy mists. They step upon his raft and set off once again through the dank, steamy swamp, headed toward the deep, dark forests beyond.
So, tell me, little Frida.
Yes, Jack?
Why was she called St. Seymour? Because she could see more?
How did you know?
Are you serious?
You don't know much about the history of Inverness, do you?
Well, a little. Why?
The mansion at Inverness was built in the 1700s.
I knew that.
It was built by Angus Aberdeen MacGregor.
I know. His picture hangs in the library. Aberdeen was a big, beefy sort of guy.
Inverness was designed after the famous MacGregor Mansion near Inverness, Scotland.
I knew that.
The original mansion in Scotland was designed by a Rosicrucian.
I knew that, too.
Angus Aberdeen MacGregor was an alchemist.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
The original mansion in Scotland had four towers, but for our Inverness, he built only three.
Oh. So the invisible fourth tower was part of his design.
Yeah.
But why are we talking about the history of Inverness? I mean, who was St. Seymour?
She was Gregor's significant other.
Oh, you mean his mistress?
Yeah. She was the first woman to enter the fourth tower.
No.
Yeah. She went in, and she never came out.
She died in there?
After a long and fruitful life.
And now she's been showing up in your dreams, telling you to find all of her bones and to haul her back to Inverness.
You got it, Jacko.
Yeah, but why?
I told you.
You told me you didn't ask why.
Yeah.
Little Frida, I mean, you spend the last 30 years looking for her scattered bones and you don't even know why?
Why do I have to know why?
Well, because that's a really big chunk out of one's life, don't you think?
You know, Jacko, a lot of people look back on their lives and wonder where it's gone. They wonder what they've done that's worthwhile.
Yeah, but 3 decades looking for her old bones? I mean, come on.
Each bone is precious, Jacko.
Okay, okay.
Seeking and finding each bone has been very fulfilling.
Whatever you say.
Each bone has its own story.
Okay, okay, I believe you. You're the Bone Ranger.
Very funny, Jacko. I think I need a Havana. I need to think.
Sure. Here you go.
And so as the ferryman poles his raft into the ever-darkening forest, little Frida's puffs of pungent smoke leave a trail so potent that the little beady eyes following them slowly blink out one by one.
A wise man changes his mind. A fool, never.
As the day draws on toward evening, and Jack and little Frida make their way toward the palace of the King of the Rakshasas, Mojo is trying to find out what's behind the strange events that have been going on back in Inverness.
I forbid it.
Oh, Auntie.
How can you think of living in that? Chief Mojo, tell Poodle she cannot live in there.
Where?
I just wanted to be on my own, under my own roof.
You call that a roof? If God wanted you to live in a fungi, he would have made you a spore.
It is not a fungi.
It is. Chief, have you seen that absurd dwelling that just sprouted up out of the ground?
You're talking about
the... It's not only imposing, it's dangerous.
No, it's not.
There may be wild beasts, hungry wolves roaming the woods.
Oh, there's more hungry wolves in the city.
So, you're going to be one of those women who... dances with wolves?
Auntie, it's not a real mushroom.
Oh, yes, it is.
The Mask Man hollowed it out just for me.
The Mask Man?
You know who I mean.
Chief, please talk some sense into this child.
Mojo, tell her it's okay.
Don't you dare tell me anything of the sort.
Uh-oh.
And back on that strange realm within the fourth tower, dusk has descended. Off in the distance, echoing through the dark forest, Jack and little Frida can hear the laughter and raucous partying of those demented demons of the forests, the fearsome Rakshasas.
Well, it sure sounds like they're having some fun.
When we get to the edge of the bank, I'll hop off. You wait here.
Yeah, but how are you going to disguise yourself?
With this.
What, your finger?
Just focus on the tip of my forefinger.
All right. Whatever you say. I am focused.
As Jack watches little Frida's forefinger, it appears to grow longer as it slowly curves downward. The smooth, childlike skin gradually becomes wrinkled, the knuckles gnarled and knobby as the fingernail grows longer and longer.
Good Lord.
He looks at little Frida's face and gasps.
Oh.
He steps back and almost topples off the edge of the raft.
Huh. Is that really you?
Yes, Jacko.
Well, I must say, that's pretty impressive.
Would you like to change too, Jacko?
No, not today. Thank you.
I'll be back, Jack.
Wow.
Chief, tell Poodles it is unhealthy, unsanitary, and certainly unwise to live inside a giant fungi.
Lady Pom-Pom, let's go for a walk.
Where?
To the woods.
Why?
So we can talk.
About what?
About life.
Whose?
Ours.
Is this necessary?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. I will put on my hiking boots and lederhosen, and we shall have our walk and talk. Poodles?
Yes, Auntie.
Stay put.
Yes, Auntie.
Hmm. That demonic party could go on for days.
He turns to the old ferryman.
Do you think we'll get out of here alive?
The old ferryman merely smiles.
It's a beautiful day.
We should have brought an umbrella.
Oh, there's some nice clouds up there.
Those are rain clouds.
The tree toads are singing.
It'll be dark before we get back.
Look down there.
Oh, my goodness. It's that monstrous mushroom.
It's shaped like a mushroom, but it's something else.
What are those round holes I see?
Windows.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Little Frida's probably having a good time cavorting with all those demons. I can't imagine what it must be like to be at a big demon reunion. Probably like something out of Hieronymus Bosch, the Garden of Unearthly Delights. Oh, I didn't get any sleep.
Extraordinary. I've never stood beneath a giant, towering mushroom. Why, I feel like a little fairy. You mean the masked man was able to hollow out the entire inside? Why, he even has carved stairs that wind up and around the inside of the stem. How charming.
Jack sleeps. He dreams an amazing dream. In fact, it's one of those dreams that seems so real, reality itself appears to be but a pale imitation of a far truer reality that only exists in dreams. But we've run out of time. So in the meantime, pleasant dreams.